Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Welcome to the show today. Today, we are going to really dive in and take a look at some of the Lego architecture sets. They seem to be really popular. I've actually had quite a number of subscribers and anybody that watched some of my earlier videos. They've actually asked for me to do this particular set just because it seems to be really popular. It seems to be something everybody wants to know if it's a good investment or not. But before we get started, if you listen to us on our podcast, we would love to hear some of your feedback. Please give us a review on whatever streaming service you're listening to us on. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, as you guys know, I like to dive into the numbers. It is really important that you guys do this. Obviously, do your own due diligence and just be aware that, you know, just because one set did really well, that doesn't mean they're all going to do well. We're definitely dealing with Lego, and as far as some economics, basic economics of supply and demand, where we don't really know the actual supply numbers. But we can take a look at some of the demand. So that's something that we can do, and you can do for sets that are currently available now, as well as, you know, anything in the future. So you do have some idea of that. And we can sort of look at some supply of things, you know, just to get an idea of, you know, maybe the popularity they might. Lego might make more of these sets. So you can kind of say, well, this is probably going to be a set that's out there for some long. Also keep in mind that some of these architecture sets, they've had various different retirement dates. And if you're not really certain about retirement and how that affects Lego investing, take a look at the card above, and that's going to give you some more information about retiring Lego sets. All right, let's get right into it. So just so you guys know, if you ever want this sheet, this is kind of a sheet that I have a bunch of different calculations on here. It's got profit calculations. You can also go into the, you know, figure out your sales, your actual cost of everything with the sales and discounts and everything like that. And it's also got a nice VIP. It's got a nice VIP calculator as well. If you want that, you can just go to brickflips.com/ROI. If you guys aren't aware, you know, one of the tools that you guys can use to kind of predict things or to kind of get an idea of what's going on here is one of these tools is called Google Trends. And what this does is that you just put in the search term and then it tells you, you know, the popularity of that particular search term as far as when it's trending, as far as when you see kind of dips and everything. It's very interesting with this particular set is that you notice that there's quite a number of peaks and valleys in here. Now, these peaks are actually right around the Q4 holiday season. If I've done, you know, quite a number of these on a different, you know, terms and everything, different other series and sets and different things. And a lot of the times I usually see like it's a little bit more level. There might not be as spikes, or if there's like a movie or something, you'll see the spike around the movie. But this is really interesting because there's a huge spike of these right around Q4, which tells me that this is really popular gift. This is something that a lot of people search for around the holiday times. So keep that in mind, you know, when you're investing in these type of sets, that, you know, probably the best time to sell these is right around that time. And Lego sells all year round, so it's not that, you know, you wouldn't sell it during any other periods, but just be aware that the peak of people's interest in this is right around that time. And that, you don't see that on every set or every kind of series, so to speak. So then we get to also get into some of the more search trends here. And you know, what basically what this is that this is the number, this is the keyword. So when somebody type in Lego architecture, this is how often that term is searched throughout the world. So as you can see, it's 123,000. This is per month. So in the United States, it's about 30,000, and it varies throughout the different countries. But, you know, again, you can see the Google trend peaks up in here as well. And these are, this is a really good indicator because this is a very popular search term, so it's getting quite a number of searches per month. So that's something to keep in mind. This is a very highly sought after series that Lego has. You know, it's just very popular. So realistically, I don't see this series going away because of the popularity. And I know Lego has all this data as far as the sales data and what everybody's searching for. You know, it's just something to keep in mind. You know, this is a pretty good series, and a lot of the stuff that we always look at, you know, there's going to be some winners and some losers, and there's going to be some flat ones as well. So, and that's the same with the architecture. Not every single architecture set is going to be a winner. Not all of them are going to be, you know, home runs, but overall in the series, the set itself, it seems to do pretty good. The other search volume that I looked at was the Amazon search. So this actually gives you the search volume in Amazon. You know, this is for the world volume. So this is the monthly volume of searches that people are searching for on Amazon. And so, you know, in the United States, it's 47,000, you know, has this term in it. Now this could be some variations of it and everything. Now, as you do notice, there's a couple of ones that kind of pop up a little bit more than some of the other ones, like Lego architecture. These are long-term keywords. In other words, they add on different things. So New York, San Francisco, Paris, those seem to be the more popular ones, I would imagine. That's what the data is telling me. So that's something I would keep in mind as well. So in this, the architecture series, if you guys don't know, it started back, at least from the data that I have, back in 2008. I don't know of any other sets before that, but it is something that has been around for, you know, what is that, 13, going on 13 years. Now, if you notice, there really wasn't many of them as they started coming out, but if you kind of go through all of them, you'll notice that there seems to be more and more coming out, you know, with this. So, you know, it's something to keep in mind as far as popularity of it and going forward, if this is going to be something that's going to be searched for. One thing I just want to say with the architecture series is that, you know, a lot of them are based off of different landmarks, different cities. So, you know, the chance of, you know, them re-releasing another particular one in a city, they may have other variations of it. Like for instance, for New York, they did a Skyline one, and then they also did the Empire State, the Statue of Liberty. So there's different pieces that are in New York that are still iconic, and they're going to be possibly made into other things. But also the possibility is that, you know, they could re-release some of these, you know, in just different variations of it, maybe a different piece count, or they add something else in there. They take a different structure in the city and they build it on there. So just keep that in mind. You know, if you're investing in, you know, a particular one and you just want to hold on to it for a while, I mean, they could come up with another one, and that could affect the value of it going down the road if it's the same one. So that I would just, you know, kind of keep that as a little flyer in the background there. But all in all, I mean, they've kind of spread it out, so it's not really, you know, the same exact set. It's not like they're releasing the same exact design, you know, and just re-releasing it. At least we haven't seen that for most of the sets in here. And I honestly have not gone through every single one of them, but I think in the White House, they do have one right here. So 21054, and then, let me see, where's the other one? Yep, so 21006. Now this one's got a 560 piece count, and this one has, where is it, a 1483 piece count. So obviously there's a difference with that. So just be aware that that could happen with other, you know, kind of structures as it goes along, you know, and you might see something re-released in there. So it's something to keep in mind. As far as these sets overall, like where you're going to find these, a lot of times I see a lot of these in Target. They seem to carry these much more than, let's say, Walmart. I mean, Walmart does have these online, but I hardly ever see these in the store. I mean, I do see some of them, maybe the more popular ones, but they're not actually on the shelves as much in Walmart as opposed to Target. And of course, you will find them in the Lego store, lego.com as well, and various others, retailers will have them online as well. The other thing is they are very stingy with the discounts on these sets. So you generally only find them maybe 20% off. You know, maybe you might find some when they're going to about to be retired or they're going to take off the shelves. Maybe you might find a little bit clearance here and there. But for the most part, they're roughly about 20% less than the retail price is what most of the time you'll find them. Of course, Black Friday and all these other times of the year might be different as well. The first one we're going to start with is we're going to go to the United States Capitol Building, which is set number 21030. It was released in 2016. And it had a retirement date of the end of the year on 2019. Retail price of it was $99.99. If you look at this right now, this is currently selling for, you know, about $276, give or take. Now, you could have found this thing at one point, you know, it got as low as $67. But, you know, let's kind of split the difference of, you know, the retail and maybe the discount. We'll say roughly around $76. You know, maybe you got a bunch of them that price. So if you were to hold on to that from that point on and then you were to sell it today, it would be 189% ROI. Which, in my opinion, is not really that great for that long of a time period, you know, because this retired in, you know, 2019. So that is about 2 years from now. Roughly, if you kind of bought it at the tail end of it, you know, you might have gotten it for 70, you know, because you can see that if you look on the Keepa chart, which if you haven't seen my Keepa trade, take a look at the card above. But, you know, you can, you know, you might have gotten this at a discount. Maybe you grabbed it right here at $70. You know, I don't know. But this is really about 2 years that you're holding on to it. And, you know, 187%, 189% after 2 years is okay. I'd like to see it much higher. But then again, it could be just this particular set is just not as popular. Because let's face it, you know, I mean, the government is not really that popular these days. And I'm not trying to get political or anything, but on both sides, it doesn't seem like it's something that everybody wants on their shelf. But then again, you know, I don't know. It varies with the different sets. And, you know, this could just be one of those sets that's just not in high demand. In fact, if I'm looking at the Keepa chart, you know, this, even when this was low, you know, it had a fairly good rank around 7,000, but this wasn't like anything other than when it first came out. It wasn't that popular. And it was out for some time. So I guess people that were collecting this or trying to complete their set in a particular city, maybe they, you know, doing the whole Washington City, they grabbed it at that point. But as the price goes up, you know, so does the sales rank, and that just means that it's not, you know, it's normal when the price does go up with it. As an investment, this one, I don't think, I mean, I don't know if I had gotten some of these back then, I probably wouldn't be happy where it is right now. I'd want to see it probably around, you know, 300 around this point, at this point, and that's about over 200% ROI, and that's kind of like the 2 year mark, so to speak. So that's kind of where I want to be when I get a lot of my investments with Legos. And like I said, not only is going to be home runs, so you can't expect all of them to, you know, be like 400% or something after 2 years. The next set that we're going to look at is set number 21032, which is the Lego Architect Sydney set Skyline. Now, this is a really cool set. I like this. You know, I'm not from Australia or anything, as you can tell, but I do like that it's really cool. It has a really nice tie-in of all the different areas, the different iconic, I guess, skyline of Australia. Now, the interesting thing about this set is that it had a very short retirement period of only 1 year. Keep that in mind when we start looking at the numbers here, that it had a very short period. So the supply of this was much less than some of these other sets. But it did retail for about $29.99. You know, it has about 361 pieces in there. So it's about a 7 cents per piece count if you're looking at the buy cost of $23.99, which is the average price that you could find it discounted or the lowest price that you can find it at that time. So as it stands right now, this is going for about $145, and that's about a 400% return on investment. Now, for something that retired in 2018, that's you know, a little bit less than 3 years, that's really good for this. And it's I like it because, you know, because it is way above what I would hope for a set after so many years. But like I said, you know, this had a very short run. So the supply of this is much lower. So if you look at the Keepa charts on this, you will notice that there's a lot more steeper up, incline because it's probably a lower number of sellers, as you can see, once it peaked out over here, then, you know, we're talking about an average of maybe like 30 to 40 sellers at a time, which is really low. So that means that the supply of this is fairly low. And as you can see, the price just keeps going up and up. So this probably peaked out. I think right around now is probably this is going to peak out. Now this will go up, of course, but as you go up in price, there's not as many buyers at that price. But then again, this is I would imagine that this supply is much lower than some of the other sets. So who knows? This could go, this could go to 195 eventually, or somewhere under 200, which would be great for whoever invests in this. So throw another shrimp on the Bobby for this one, you know, so to speak, for this set. All right, so the next set that we're going to look at is the Shanghai Architecture set, which is set number 21039. This was released in 2018. Had a retirement date of December of 2020, and it retailed for $59.99. You could probably got this maybe around $48, maybe a little bit less, a little bit more. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, sometimes you just grab a bunch of them during Black Friday or when they happen to go on discount. But they, this set is, the supply of this set was probably a little bit more. I would imagine at least more than the city one. I don't know if it'd be more than, say, like New York or something, but it still seems like this would be not as popular as a search term, but if you're at least in the United States and, you know, the other markets, this was, I'm sure Shanghai is up there because the population there is much more than the United States. So I would imagine that the popularity of it in that particular area is a lot higher than here. But as far as, the actual sales of this, it's not as, if you, like I said, the ranking is much higher than some of the other ones. So if you look at 8,000, you know, it really didn't get anything below probably 7,000, you know, under that at a time. So the demand of this, at least in the United States for Amazon, is, you know, is not as great as in some areas. So that really, you know, if you can look, the price is kind of, you know, is not as sharp as the other one, as the city one, but it does go up. So if you were to get this today and sell this, it would be 115 is what you would get for the retail price. And the buy cost, I mean, like I said, maybe you got a little bit less than 48, but really you're only getting a 91% ROI. Now, this just retired fairly recently. So, you know, anything over 100% is usually where I want to see it around, you know, after a year. And this did not quite get there. Now, if your buy cost was a lot lower, you know, maybe you got a really discounted sale of this. I mean, the average was $59.99, like I said, with the cost. But you might have, there were some periods where you might have got it a little bit early. And in the store, you know, see, this one was $43 if you got it at that point. Maybe you got it in a store. Target might have had it or something a little bit less. You know, I'm not sure exactly. But a return on this one, I don't think this would be one that I would be great with. I mean, I've done better on some other different sets and other series that just seem to do well. But again, this is one of those ones that's just not popular. As I'm kind of pointing this stuff out, I'm showing you guys a little bit of the extremes of all these different sets in here, because you want to understand that, you know, if we go back into the, you know, the search volume in here, there's different search volumes for, you know, these different sets in here. So this is something that you want to be aware of when you're looking these up and the popularity of it. So, you know, some of these other ones that are fairly new, ones that are out now, like anything with New York is going to be really popular because the population there is tremendous. Obviously, it's in the United States. There's going to be huge demand for it there. But, you know, some of the New York ones, one of them, I think, has been out for some time. And, you know, this is the one I'm looking at right here and I'm talking about. This set has been out since, I think, 2018. Let me look at that. Or maybe it's 2028. Yeah, so this one has been out since 2016. And as 2021, this has been out 5 years. So, you know, as an investment for this one, you know, if you invested back then thinking that I was going to retire, you're still holding on to this thing. It's just, you know, that's not something that you want to do when you're investing. You don't want to have to hold on to something. It hasn't retired yet. But the popularity of this is tremendously through the roof. When this set retires, you know, it could retire. I mean, I've heard rumors in 2023. I don't know, don't quote me on that, but that's possibly when this can retire. This set probably really good to get. I mean, look at the popularity, this ratings and everything. I mean, but this has been around since 2016. So this is something that, you know, I would keep on your radar as far as doing this. But again, this is one of those ones that they can re-release it. They can retire it for, you know, maybe a year. And then they're like, wow, we should really bring this one back. It was so popular because they want to appease their fans. So, you know, they might just bring it back. So I don't know. I mean, you know, this set right here, this one, I also pulled this one up. This is the London one. I have a lot of these. These are probably the most that I have of any Lego architecture sets in here. I just happened to grab this one for a really good price when I picked this up. So I think I got it for, I think like 29, somewhere around there. I'm kind of hedging my bet on this one. It's not New York, but it is London. You know, of course it's, you know, it's popular search term for this as well. And I like it because it's not a big set. It's only got 468 pieces in it. So to me, that's, you know, that seems to be, I can store this. I mean, they're very small to take up space. You know, I'm kind of hoping that it'll be something similar to this, where this was about 361. They don't really have a short run on this one. This one has been out for, so this one is been out since 2017. So it's been out for 4 years. I'm kind of hopeful that this will retire within the next year or two. I think it's slated to retire in 2023, but again, who knows when this is going to retire. You know, again, the only thing that concerns me is the retirement date is not really set in stone. And if it's 2 years from now, then my money is tied up in it. So this is, you know, one of those things with this particular series, as far as one thing I don't really like, and this is why I haven't heavily invested in the architecture series, is because of the longer period of time's retirement. I can't really predict which sets are going to retire, you know, and there's no, like, you know, a lot of times sets will retire in about 2 years, but this series is just seems to be that there's no, like, rhyme or reason on when they're going to retire it. They can keep it around. They can re-release it, I guess, if Lego decides to do that down the road. All in all, as a particular series, and I know this is going to be not popular, is that I just don't really invest my money into it. Now, that's not to say that you guys, you know, you might find some winners in here, and there's probably some really good ones. But when I look at this series overall, I'm not really too happy about investing my money into this series, where I can invest it in a different series and I can have much better return on investment than this one as a whole. Kind of make your own choices as far as what you do and do your own due diligence, which is something I always suggest to do. Well, hopefully you guys found this video helpful. If you want to grab this sheet again, you go to brickflips.com/ROI. I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.